Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, efoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Welcome to the Julia and Gino podcast, where business meets family. We explore what the entrepreneur life looks like from a family perspective. We are your hosts, Julia and Gino Barbaro. Hey everyone, this is Julia Barbaro, host of the Julia and Gino podcast. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro.
Julia, yes. You've been busy, haven't you?
I have been, but I feel like I'm always busy, but yet I'm not. Does it make sense?
Well,
you ask me what I'm doing today. I'm usually like, not much, but you know what I mean?
What have you come up with? What are we talking about?
Oh, today? This is exciting. You know, we have a new book, second book in the Cannolis books. It's called A Gelato Blast. I'm so excited to release this because it's funny because I always wanted to write a book, especially when we started coaching and being part of the Jake and Gino community. I didn't think it'd be a little kid book with characters, pigs and rhinos. And so sometimes this morning I was thinking about it and it kind of made me giggle because I run a women's group in the Jake and Gino community in the Facebook page. And everything we talk about in that women's group is in this book. So I just had a chuckle at it myself.
What made you write the book?
Well, that's just it. I thought I want to write a book, but who are my audience? And it's parents, but I think parents, also children, and why not have a fun, interactive time as a mom, as a dad, to be able to sit with the kids and learn something together and actually apply it to life in a fun way.
That's the perfect way to what you said is to start the conversation with your children. And sometimes we don't know how to start a conversation about being responsible or about asking for an apology or not making excuses. Or helping somebody. There's a lot of lessons that we want to talk about in this book and why we think you should pick it up for your children. If your children between the ages of 6 and 12, you know, the author, my wife, she wrote it with Timmy from Dinosaur House, and he's just a great illustrator. It's funny. You'll read it out loud. You'll laugh with your children. The pictures there, they're funny. They're gross. They're yucky. And it's written for children and it makes them laugh. But that's how we learn. We learn by playing games and we learn by enjoying the book. And this is written for kids between the ages of 6 to 10, 11, 12 years of age. And sit down and read it with your children at nighttime when you're putting them to bed or even during the day. Take a break with them and just... If you've read it, I'm sure every time you read it, you get new lessons from the story.
I do love this. And I'm just going to encourage everyone to get a copy, even if you don't have little children, you know, our 16-year-old, our 19-year-old, our 22-year-old, you know, or Gabriella has it where she lives in Georgia, and her and, you know, her 20-plus-year-old friends all love it and laugh together and read it. So it, you know, yes, that's what it's geared toward, that age, like Gino said, but it's really for everyone because we learn so much by this book. Gelato Blast makes me laugh again, just like the first one. But this one, it's another adventure that Pity Party Pig and Responsible Rhino Creative Caterpillar are on in their journey together. And they come across another problem. And isn't that so common that when everything's going well and everything in our life seems like, oh, we got it figured out, there's another problem that comes about. And that's just reality. That's what happens in life. The good thing is we could, you know, we learn from our past. And that's really the message, is we're learning from what we did last time. What am I going to do this time? All right, this happened before. Let me learn from the past.
In the first book, the bakery exploded. And the three characters, they reacted differently. One was responsible, the responsible rhino. One was the pity party pig. He threw himself a pity party and he was a victim. And Creative Caterpillar went out there and tried to become an entrepreneur and tried to launch products and try to sell bubble gum and lemonade. And he was unsuccessful until Responsible Rhino bought the building and they started their own little business. And it went really well. And even Pity Party Pig, you know, he became an employee and he started working with Responsible Rhino and Creative Caterpillar. That's why we wanted to write the second book, to continue the journey and to see how they've evolved. And how does the second book start?
Well, that's the thing. I don't really want to give it away. I'm trying to talk around it, Gino, but there's something that happens with the gelato. I'll just put it like that. And again, something gets destroyed and they have to do something. They have to find another path. They have to figure out, what are they going to do now? And the part that I love the most about this book is that perseverance of, okay, I got to get up and do something else differently now. And too many of us, something happens in our life and we just feel, you know, like we can't get up and do it again. And, you know, maybe it's the people we're around. And in this book, you know, Pity Party Pig surrounds himself maybe with the wrong people. They're hyenas. I don't know. They're just not the best of examples. And so in teaching our children who we're around, who do we surround ourselves with, we have to explain how important that is. First of all, by yes, explaining it, you know, it's in our book and, you know, you can see Pity Party Pig hanging out with hyenas. And instead of being responsible, he just wants to hang and play video games. But what do we do as the parent? What are we doing as the adult? Because we can teach our children anything we want. We could explain it to them. We can read them a book. We can do all that. But who we hang out with is where they're going to learn. So my question to the listeners out there is, who are we as adults hanging out with? And who are we letting, you know, maybe someone in our life we're letting into our world and letting into our home, that's not a good influence. And our children really do see that.
Julia, one of the things that I like about the book is I see myself in all of these characters. At times I'm very responsible. At certain times I want to throw myself a pity party. At certain times I'm very creative. And then we have the new characters. I'm rational like the rational rat. Sometimes I'm downer like the downer donkey. You know, they have Eeyore, we have the downer donkey. And sometimes I just need that encouraging from the encouraging elephant.
Yes.
And I am now a mentor moose. So you see all the characters in the book and you say to yourself, I've been all of those at a certain point in my life. Now make that conscious choice of which one do you want to be? I don't want to be the downer donkey anymore. I want to be that encouraging elephant to tell them, hey, start the business, start working yourselves out. And once I saw that in the book, I was like, oh, that's really cool. They all have their own little stories. Mm-hmm. But I say to myself, I've been one of these characters, you know, all throughout my life. And now that I realize I have that choice to make. And like Julia said, who do you surround yourself with? Do you surround yourself with someone who's like a rational rat, or do you surround yourself with a downer donkey? If you're with the downer donkey all the time, you're going to become a downer donkey. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned rational rat, and he makes me laugh too, because he is just very rational. You know, Pig will do something and he, or a creative caterpillar will do something and he's just straight out in his face. Well, that's dumb. You know what I mean? And we know those people in our life. And a lot of the times we move away from them because we don't like how they say something, or we don't like what they say and it hurts us or whatever it is, but it might be true. And that's a good lesson when we're teaching our children, is criticism is really important. Why is criticism important? Is because if I'm doing something and I could do it better, why not take that and say, all right, you know what? You are right. I'm actually going to change what I'm doing because I actually agree with what you're saying. It takes a lot for a person to take criticism positively. Don't you think?
Yes, I do. I do. I'm just looking at some of the other lessons. And as I'm reflecting on reading it, because it gets really deep, it's like for little kids, but I'm like, we talk about the shiny object syndrome. We always talk about that, Jake and myself. Thinking about the long term, Pity Party was like, oh, it's going to take too long. Because Responsible Rhino is telling him, let's go educate ourselves. Who do you surround yourself with? Let's go find a mentor to teach ourselves. They actually go out and do some real estate lessons because they want to buy another building. And Pity Party's like, oh, it's not going to work for me. It's too expensive. And that's the shiny object syndrome, jumping from one adventure to the next. And Creative Caterpillar is really guilty of that. He's starting gelato. Then he wants to make frozen gelato. And he just has all these ideas and he never really sticks to one really through until he does. And when he finally does, he says, this is going to work. And he stops worrying about that shiny object, jumping from, you know, in our case, whether we're investing in cryptocurrency, whether we're doing stocks, whether we're doing bonds, real estate, buying cars, whatever that may be, don't jump with the shiny object syndrome. Find something that you're really good at. Try to master that. And then when Creative Caterpillar mastered his cannoli stuffed gelato, it was a huge hit.
There's so many lessons in here. I'm reading them and I'm a little overwhelmed. I almost feel like we could do a podcast on each one separately. And so, you know, we are jumping around, but I just encourage you to get it because there are so many lessons, and sometimes you really do have to read it through a few times with the kids and maybe pick out one lesson per time that you read through it and work on that for the week. You know, when I do the women's group with Jake and Gino, we do focus on one topic, and for the week we only work on that one topic, maybe a little step we take to maybe strengthen whatever it is we're trying to strengthen. And that's how I just encourage you to do it, is read through it, choose one, you know, whether it's who you surround yourself with, really pay attention to that, or how you're getting distracted. Because, you know, in the book, Pig gets distracted by everything. And it's interesting, if you pay attention to your life, and if you talk to your kids about this, the distractions are unbelievable now, especially with the phone. There's always something going on, and it's this weird habit of having to pick up the phone and look to see what's going on, even though nothing new is going on within 2 minutes. But we have this need to, and there's so many distractions in our life. And if we're not aware of them, well, we're not going to do anything about it. And so that the distractions in general is one of the things we really have to focus on ourselves, but also to teach our children.
And I'm cheating because I'm looking at your notes and I can't believe
I'm used to that.
You have all these lessons. I'm like, I put two down. You got like 35 on your sheet over there. I'm like, where did you, I guess you wrote the book, so you know the lessons.
The funny thing is with the book, we actually got through it. We finished it. Timmy and I were reading it on Zoom and I'm like, oh my gosh, there was a lesson there about education that we didn't even plan. And it was one of, you know, Donkey was like, education is too expensive. But later on, he's in the class. And I was like, oh, look at that. He thought it was too expensive. And the question is, as you know, a real person, not a donkey, instead of saying, I can't afford something, yes, you want to be educated. You want to have knowledge and whatever, you know, Jake and Gino, multifamily, whatever adventure you're trying to do, but you want that knowledge. So is that knowledge worth it? Is that education worth it? And if it is, then you will find the money. You will find how to pay for it, not I can't pay for it.
And you're... one of those lessons is don't ever stop learning. And that was the cool part about it, mm-hmm. because Responsible Rhino was a successful one, but he continued to go take more lessons and he continued to grow and he continued to learn. Mm-hmm. And that was great. And he's also telling other people to do it. So that came out in the story for me. Whereas we go to high school, we go to college. Mm-hmm. Once we graduate college, we put the books away and we stop learning. Mm-hmm. Where in reality, when you commencement speech in college, that means the beginning. So you should really start. That's the beginning of your learning. You should never stop learning. You should always start growing. And you can see how it served Responsible Rhino, because then all of a sudden you're in the classroom, you're learning new concepts, you're meeting new people, and the possibilities are endless. I love that other lesson. Really, when there is a problem, most of us focus just on that problem. Mm-hmm. But those of us who are truly successful, like Responsible Rhino, they focus on the solution or what's the opportunity in that problem. Something happens, you may lose your job. Mm-hmm. Well, that may open up another door in your life. Mm-hmm. You may lose money on an investment. Well, where's the opportunity that, hey, I learned, or I met a partner, mm-hmm. or I learned a new strategy, whatever that may be. Don't only just look at the problem, look at the opportunities. And I'll give you a quick example from my life. Years ago, when I was at the restaurant, I mean, problems always arose. There was a fire. We were closed for 9 weeks. That was a big problem, but a lot of opportunities came out of that. And one of them was I got to spend the whole summer home with the wife and kids. I was in the pool every day. I learned a lot about insurance. I actually upgraded the entire kitchen. It was nice, needed a break. I got to spend more time with the family. There were problems because it felt very stressful. There was a hurricane in between that whole renovation. We lost time. Sometimes it felt useless and futile because when am I going to reopen? Mm-hmm. Am I going to reopen? Are the employees going to come back and work with me? There was a lot of stress, but I wish I had been mature enough back then to say, there's a problem here. This problem's not going away. What is the opportunity and how can I grow in this problem? And I wish I had looked at it from that perspective more back then.
It's interesting because we were going through that together, but we had different views of it. You know what I mean? You were taking care of the family financially, mm-hmm. and I was taking care of them physically. So, but I had a different view. I saw you home. I saw you watching the kids differently and hanging out with us differently. And so my view of it was positive, but you know, I'm not going to say, hey, Gino, isn't this great that the fire happened at the restaurant? No, but my point is looking back, you can see, wow, that was amazing. But sometimes in the midst of the struggle or the difficult moments, you can't see it. And it's so hard for you to, it's just foggy. You can't see how could there good be in this? And, you know, sometimes when something happens now, when something bad happens or just even negative, sometimes my question is, I wonder what good is going to come out of this, because there's always something, there's always mm-hmm. some kind of good that you're going to, a life lesson. Well, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Sometimes even if we look back at a lot of situations, we could say, wow, I never saw this because I never looked for it, because a lot of us do always look for the negative and stick with that. So look back in your life at some maybe difficult moments that you had. And what did you learn? What were the things that you took away that were actually made you a better person? It's interesting to do that.
The last lesson that I really want to focus on, and I think you've mentioned it already, but this is so important. And this is the reason why we created the Jake and Gino community. It's who do you surround yourself with? Who are you asking for advice? Who are you taking those steps from and that advice from? Are you talking to people in your family or friends that have never invested in anything? And then you're asking them about multifamily? Well, that's not the right advice to take. See in the book that mentor Moose is there. He's mentoring them. He's already been through it. We like to say success leaves clues. So you want to go to that person for advice, for mentorship, for education. You don't want to go to somebody like a downer donkey who doesn't see any possibility. There's fear everywhere and there's no hope. You want to go and hang around with people mm-hmm. who want to excel in life. You want to really raise the peer level of your group. You want to raise that. Once you get into that type of community, like we have at Jake and Gino, all of a sudden students aren't talking about problems. They're talking about investing in deals. They're talking about partnerships. They're talking about raising money. They're talking about going out to properties. And my wife is probably saying to herself, I can't believe he's talking about real estate on a book show, a kid's book show, right? I know that's what you're saying, but I always bring it back to the real estate part, but that's what it's about. I mean, if that's what you're looking at doing, investing, and it's the same thing with family life and you're hanging out with other couples. If they don't have your same values and you don't feel a good alignment with them, just ask yourself, should you be hanging out with those people?
So Mentor Moose is one of the coolest characters. And it's funny because Johnny G called me some time ago and he said, Julie, I have to ask you, is that Gino? And I thought, oh my gosh. Well, maybe, but I won't say anything. But he is. He's very slick and he's very cool. You know what I mean? He just sits and he's one of those wise people that, or he's a moose, but he's one of those wise people that we can think of in life that are just, wow, I can't believe you said that. That makes sense. And that's the question. We have those people, just like Gino said, we have those people around us, but we don't, for some reason, we don't look for them as, or we don't see them as mentors. And so everywhere in your life, if you're trying to be a better spouse or a better parent, a better investor, wherever you are in the world, mm-hmm. think about a person that you really admire. And it's like, wow, they really have gone from maybe even, you know, who knows where to where they are now. I want to know about that. I want to know how they got there. And ask them. We can actually ask them, or we can, if they're a famous person, we can read about them. We could read their story. We could check them out online. It's important to find the right mentor. Like, who are we listening to? Because if everyone that we're having discussions with and talking about it is negative and you're complaining, you're around parents that complain about their spouse, complain about their kids. Well, that's what we're going to become. And so it's so important. The mentor Moose in our life, who is that? And who are we teaching our children to listen to? Are we that person? Because we are, we're supposed to be guiding our children. And so is what they're listening to on our side, is it positive? Is it encouraging? Is it rational? we have to be all those characters to our children.
There's going to be a link in the show notes for you to go buy the book. It's at Amazon. It's just a great, like I said, conversation starter. Mm-hmm. You just sit down with your kids, you laugh with them, you read it. At the end of the book, there's a couple of questions. One of them is, who do you hang out with? The other one is, do you have a shiny object syndrome? So you're able to reflect on the story and then ask questions and see if you can come up with some learning lessons with your kids.
Because it's a never ending lesson. And I'm sorry, I have to keep going for a second, but I do, this is something. And I want, especially I want parents to notice this in the book, is the uniqueness of each character in the story. Just like, each of our children is unique and each of us are unique and we're all needed in the world differently. And, at the end of the story, Pig is actually, encouraging Elephant saw something in him and actually encouraged him. And so the importance of that is there. But in the end, Pig is, working again with his friends and he's sweeping the floors in, I won't give it away, in the new shop, and he's sweeping the floors, but it looks like he's really putting his all into it. And we need those people in the world. We need the people sweeping the floors, you know, being the janitors, working at the grocery stores. We need all those people for society to function. And so a lot of us, you know, think that you have to be the CEO or have to be a multimillionaire to be successful in the world, but each of us are called to be something, and it all goes together. And we just have, we all have a uniqueness about us. And it's important for our children to know that.
The redemption of Pity Party Pig. He actually saves some money and he puts some money in the deal. And then he's working there with encouraging Elephant, telling him to keep making it happen.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And so I really, really would love your feedback. So please email me at juliabarbaro@gmail.com.
Down below in the show notes, buy the book, enjoy it, and give us some feedback. Like Julia said, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are and maybe some ideas for a third book. I know a third
book. I have that already on the bottom. I didn't even realize third book.
So a third book. We've been interviewing guests about the five love languages. One that really struck with us was the apology, mm-hmm. and maybe teaching our children to how to apologize. How to have a great apology and how to really make it from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be continued. We want to teach that to our children. Yeah. So down below in the show notes, you'll find the information.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.